The Steve Cochran Show.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That depth on the fly kid sure plays a mean
Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters. Matter of fact, Mary, on your birthday, we have the Hooters gift card. Andrea found it, and we're presenting that to you as our birthday present. As you know, we passed it around now for the past three years plus.
Well, you have her wipe it down with Clorox wipes, please.
I'm not sick, but everyone else has been.
Yeah, so get over it.
Need to have it clean.
Coach Q Show, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. It's not just a wing joint, it's a way of life. Hello, Coach. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Mary's birthday, Coach.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Thanks, Coach. Well, that's exciting.
All right.
Now, I know you didn't like the final score, but did you enjoy the weekend in St. Louis?
Well, they did a tremendous job, St. Louis. The city, the team, the building. I thought, the stadium looked like it was done up very nicely. Big crowds for the old-timers game, and then our game was... was great. They got it in, and it was a little concerning with the weather, but I thought, the league, the ice was great in that circumstance, and I thought everything was good till they went ahead 2-1 and ended up not coming away with anything. But certainly, they should be applauded by how they did it and the whole presentation, because I thought they did a great job.
It was really good for the city of St. Louis, but it's always good for the NHL. It's a great event.
It is. It's a privilege of playing them, and this was, our record's not great at the end of the day, but certainly they're fun. It's fun being out there, and it's everybody gets excited about it. There's a lot of hoopla. There's a lot of events going into it and around it, and everybody embraces it. And that St. Louis for the first time did an outstanding job.
You make anything of the struggle you guys have had in the outdoor games?
I look at a tough loss in Washington. I look at the first one against Detroit. We had a nice lead. And then I look at, 8 minutes to go in this game here was comparable, where I felt we could have got points and done something with it. Outside of the Minnesota game, I thought, all the games were relatively close and could have gone either way. But the Minnesota game was something that was tough to explain. And I thought we had an outstanding game in the snow at Soldier. So every game's been kind of different, but we're... that's what it is. At the end of the day, I think they're all memorable. The score sometimes is part of it as well, but the experience is something you'll always remember.
Certainly not against doing it again at some point.
Absolutely not.
Well, good to hear. I got your back on this one, too. By the way, Gretzky playing in the old-timers game was really cool for everybody, and you played in that era. I never asked you this. Did you ever get a chance to lay a little wood on Gretzky back in the day?
He was tough. I always made him look good. I was minus two. I think one game was started off about a minute and change into the game. I was minus two. I think Gretz had a goal and assist or something like that. And that was only one game.
Was it frustrating, or did you look forward to playing him?
Oh, it was always a challenge. It was fun. I mean, he's an amazing player. His anticipation, play recognition, his sense was unbelievable, and how he worked with everybody and how he'd try to exploit you. It was he had a very unique ability, and the rate that they would score on was it's been an era that hasn't happened since or before, and I think they reinvented how offense should be played or could be played, and but you have to have that ability of a Gretzky to see how offense can evolve and how he'd handle the puck and how he'd move, and but he had a sixth sense that nobody else, his anticipation was off the charts.
Yeah, I was going to say, has there ever been anybody on skates that's ever had that kind of puck sense to know where to be and when to be there?
There's some great players, but offensively, I think his play selection and his movements were, it was he's definitely the greatest that as far as seeing him plays and making plays and what's coming next. he had that unbelievable ability.
Well, Joel, let's look ahead to tonight. How good will it be to have number 81 back out there?
What a difference. Just watching him in practice yesterday, you could sense that he skated well, and he adds so much more to our team. Plays all situations. You get that speed, you get that size, you get that puck protection and puck playmaking ability as well. And he's had a tremendous year offensively to go along with that. So we definitely missed him, and but knowing that he comes back, he enhances the line and upgrades our penalty killing and our power play and important minutes.
Good.
What should Blackhawks fans know about Spencer Abbott? Because this is a pretty cool story, and it's hard not to root for a guy like this who finally gets his chance.
Yeah, well, it's an opportunity for him to come in and see what he can do. We're putting him in a spot where he's going to play with some offensive guys and hopefully plays to his strengths. And sometimes you get inserted and you got to shift here, shift there, and. But here he is. He's going to start off with a taser and a hose, so let's see how he handles it. And his performance will dictate how much, and could see some power play time as well. So it's he's that type of player offensively. He has a lot of patience and skill, and he's a scoring type of guy. And we're going to put him in that spot, and we'll see how he does. But he's been playing well down in Rockford and earned the opportunity.
Did you ever meet Milt Schmidt?
Milt Schmidt,
Bruins legend.
I may have met him.
He passed at 90.
Very classy man. Yeah. Represented the Bruins with nothing but dignity and class. And, he had 98 years. Is it 98?
98 years old. How about that for a run?
That's a tremendous run.
Won the Stanley Cup in 39 and 41. They hadn't even invented ice in 1939. That's how old Milt was. and also won twice as a GM. So the guy was around hockey his entire life. It was his whole life, and did it well.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He's a Bruin, and Bruins have a great tradition comparable to the Blackhawks, and he represented them like you'd want.
The Columbus Blue Jackets have become a heck of a story, and then if you're a Columbus fan, you're going, hey, maybe this is our year, and you look up, and the Penguins are right on your tail after 16 straight. But that's a heck of a streak. I mean, it's one of the great things about hockey. You can have these kind of surprises come up. You don't see them coming, and it's just one of the fun things that can happen in an NHL season.
Yeah, you look at especially how tough it is to do it when you look at the run league, and anybody can beat anybody any given night, and you're up by 16. They were out west. They were on the road. They played in some tough buildings back-to-back. And the one thing you're wondering about with Columbus having some tough years, and they had a tough year last year, and then see them coming in here with a chance to establish or tie a record tonight, which is pretty amazing. And so we I don't want to say wish them the best because we're on the same business, but it's been definitely, I'm going to say, surprising with a young defense that looks like they're only going to get better. So they're a very dangerous team in a lot of ways, but they're a young team that's on the move, and there's a number of teams you can talk like that have some young kids that the kids are leading the charge, and we know what that's like.
Yeah, no question about it. And, of course, we wish Sauter the best as long as he's not playing the Blackhawks. The Chicago Blackhawks get back into it with a roof over their heads for the second half of the season in what's going to be a dogfight in the West. You want to get everybody healthy and you want to go on a run here, but is there anything in particular you got for a short-term goal?
Well, we got a home schedule here that is favorable right now for this month. Like to go into the All-Star game with some momentum here, and we got the next four at home, and then we got the Dad's trip going to Colorado and Boston, and then got three more home games going into the break. So let's take advantage of having a little bit more time in this month. We've had two real busy months, and let's take advantage of playing here at home and try to reestablish our record that we had earlier here at home.
I thought this is a pretty good segment, Coach. And, I'm playing hurt. I have bronchitis. Were you impressed that I was able to bring it at this level?
And, yes, I think you got your A game on, and you would never know that you were playing hurt today.
Yeah, so wow. That's the thing. Because, listen, when I'm talking to you, I'm not going to phone it in. I mean, you know that.
Yeah, there you go.
Please. Enjoy the day, Coach. Get a win. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
See you. That's Coach Joel Quenneville.
Okay. You had to tell him you were sick. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't going to bring it up himself.
He sounded so sympathetic, too. Didn't he?
Really did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell him you had an upper body injury.
It would be upper body because it's respiratory. Mm-hmm. Yeah.